Lesson 7A, Exercises 4 and 5. Akiko from Japan.
I think that Japanese people are usually very modest and friendly. One of the other nice things about Japanese people is that we're very polite. And we expect other people to be polite too. When you meet someone, you should bow to them, even if you know them quite well. When you greet a woman, you certainly shouldn't kiss her on the cheek, like they do in some Western countries. In lots of countries, people beckon with their fingers when they want to ask someone to come to them. This is not the way we do it in Japan, though, and it is considered rude. We wave our hands back and forward with our fingers pointing to the floor.
Marco, from Italy.
I think that Italian people are very warm. I always say that it's the sunny Mediterranean weather that makes us like that. I think we can be quite talkative and we're generally not shy. When Italians meet for the first time, they usually shake hands. We also look directly at each other when we meet somebody. Eye contact is important, and you should smile. Once you get to know someone quite well, you can kiss them, usually two kisses on the cheeks, starting with the left cheek. Men don't always kiss each other. They sometimes shake hands and often pat each other on the back or the arm instead.
Abdullah from Saudi Arabia.
Greetings are very important and generally quite formal in Saudi Arabia. Men shake hands every time they meet and sometimes when they say goodbye too. This happens wherever the meeting takes place, in the street, at work, at home. I think it is respectful. If men know each other well, they often kiss each other on the cheeks, usually once on each cheek, but sometimes three or four times. We also say a number of fixed greetings and responses, and this can take quite a long time, which surprises many foreigners. And a man must never touch a woman in public. That is completely unacceptable, even if he has been introduced to her.